Cheers.
Cheers, my dude.
Cheers, my dude. Cheers.
Cheers.
We have it properly.
Yeah, like celebrated. Yeah.
And our first episode, big things. Almost 300 views at this point.
Almost 300 views. Like, that's kind of cool.
Almost crying.
Seriously. Yeah, like, thanks to all the homies that shared the first episode.
Yeah, sharing it, sharing with friends, subscribing, rating it. We got a Spotify rating. That was sweet.
Yeah.
A little 5-star.
You.
I know who did that.
Okay.
It wasn't me.
I was like, oh, I didn't see that.
I saw it. Then my friend's like, I did that. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's the first episode is out pretty much on all platforms except for Apple Music. But that's coming soon.
A bit more
soon.
Of a delay. Yeah, that's okay.
But it's on every other platform. So,
yeah. So
good for us.
Check it out. It's The Ring. And today we're going to do another movie called. Dun, dun, dun.
The Grudge. And we actually just watched it together. We thought maybe it would be like, I don't know, kind of interesting to just watch it together and then talk about it immediately after. So
yeah, it's a different way. We're trying it.
We'll try different ways of, like, I don't know,
you know,
consuming and reviewing. And yeah. So I don't know.
See what hits best.
But yeah, so when was the last time that you watched The Grudge?
I was probably, when it came out, like 12 years old. I realized that The Ring came out 2 years prior. I was actually 10. I thought I was 12 at the time because math was all over the place that time.
Who?
In that episode, I thought it was 12 years ago. Oh. It was actually 22. So that's okay.
Yeah.
I was so certain until recently. I was like, oh, like, why are people talking about math?
It was literally like a Dumb and Dumber moment. Like,
yeah.
I was like, yeah.
I'm 22. Like,
and then people are like, it's 22 years ago. And we were like, whatever. Like,
it's okay.
Okay, whatever.
That's not what we're not a math channel.
No, Count Dracula or whatever.
Oh, my God. Also, an intro, perhaps.
Oh.
Maybe. Should we do that each time?
Yeah. Welcome back to the Terrify Her podcast with Evan and
Wallace.
Where I feel like, because we've been hanging out now for like a couple hours, we're like, we're like getting into the loopy stage.
Yeah.
And then also we're filming this one at night.
Yes.
Last one was like during the day.
Yeah, we've had a whole day. Yeah. It's the evening.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. And we are a podcast that likes to share our perspective on horror movies that we love, and through our wonderful perspective of being ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So how long ago since you've seen The Grudge?
I guess, yeah, from start to finish, definitely over 10 years. I remember going to see this movie in junior high, and I went with like a bunch of my friends, and I remember, like, I just have this like vivid memory of sitting next to the boy that I had a crush on. And then we were, like, hiding, like, underneath, like, his coat, like, watching the movie. And I was like, oh, my God.
At the theaters?
Like, in the theater, I remember. Everyone was like, yeah, I don't even, like, yeah, it was, like, a group of us that all went. We must have been, like, 13. Yeah. And so I vividly, it was, like, I remember seeing that movie because I got to sit next to the boy that I had a crush on. And we were like,
wow. You know?
Yeah.
So were you really paying attention?
I was paying attention, yeah. I thought it was really scary. I was, like, really scared.
It's so much scarier than The Ring.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's just so much scarier. And I don't think, like, when I was young, I ever saw... That was probably the first movie I was introduced to, like, Japanese-style filming.
Yeah.
A director.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, you do notice that in the actual movie. You're like, oh, shit. Like, there's just different ways of storytelling, mm-hmm. and I feel like it starts really slow and then it just keeps getting faster and faster and faster, and then it ends like
pretty super intense.
Like, it just goes up all the way to the end.
And so you said earlier about how the director is the same person that wrote and directed the Japanese.
Yeah, his name's Takashi Shimizu. And he made the original, and he made all of the Rings here too. Oh, sorry, not the Rings, the Grudge series.
So oh, he made every single one?
Yeah.
Even like the newest one?
The 2020 one?
Yeah.
I have no idea who did that one.
Yeah.
I am unaware of this film.
Me either.
When I was Googling the Grudge stuff, I was like, what is this 2020 one? And I was like, I was intrigued, but I have, I didn't get a chance to like look at anything else about it.
The plant is like, do you feel it?
Oh. I'm really leaning in.
Yeah. I just like saw it like creeping like onto your.
It's like the hair in the movie.
Yeah. The hair, the wet hair. There's definitely way more wet hair in this one than the last one. Yeah. Or than in The Ring.
Yeah, but like the Ring apparently made Sony take The Grudge on.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I think that's really cool. Like, yeah. It gave it the green light to be open to The Grudge and this like another, are they both Japanese stories?
Yeah.
Yeah, original movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's cool. So like the Ring walked so The Grudge could run. Yeah. Is that the
yeah. For sure. Yeah, definitely.
There's definitely little homages. I don't know if they're intentional at all, but like just like the use of reflection in that like kind of circle like in oval mirror, which yeah. is very like in The Ring with the combing the hair.
Yeah.
I don't know what the connection or like well, it's just the viscerality of it. Like mm-hmm. the hair that they keep doing that in the Grudge.
Yeah.
Starting with like the guy going in with his hand into the sink.
Pulling out the hair
after the yeah, little boy comes up first. It's a lot more scary, I think.
It is a lot.
I guess more jump scares or
yeah, I would say a lot more jump scares, and I guess like it stems from in the beginning. It has like it's talking about how like when somebody is murdered in like a fit of rage, then that emotion sticks around in the place that it happened in. So I feel like that's kind of like how it kicks it off. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
This somebody was murdered in a really horrific. I think it's like more so, yeah, like out of rage. I think that's like the main one of the main themes of The Grudge is like rage.
Yeah.
You know.
The raw emotion of rage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, because there's a lot of aspects of that, like being cheated on or the deceit, and then also mm-hmm. being like not even ignored, like as if you're not don't exist to the person that like she was having an affair with that guy, and it seems like he was just like I don't really understand.
Were they having an affair or was she just obsessed with him?
Right. Actually, you're right, because they didn't show any footage of them having an affair. Or anything.
No,
she was just obsessed with him.
Yeah.
You're right. So yeah. It was just that level of obsession and rage.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's not something like we find that out kind of later on in the movie.
Yeah.
But also Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I know.
Buffy.
She's so iconic in this movie.
Her.
Like I feel like this movie will be forever like a classic because yeah. she's in it.
Yeah.
And I think
she's
the like cast is really good. And because she's also a familiar friend for like horror, but is also kind of almost like the movie's so iconic, but also like if it wasn't her, it could have even maybe pushed it to be a little bit scarier.
True.
Because she kind of makes me feel a little bit safe scary realm. Like,
yeah.
She's like, oh, like, because Buffy's not terrifying or anything. It's a little bit more like.
Like the show or Buffy the character? Because Buffy the show is kind of scary. Like,
yeah, I guess you're right. But it feels very 90s.
But it's more,
like,
yeah,
90s feels like kind of poppy and safe still.
So true. Yeah, kind of like, like not Disney, but just Hollywood. Kind
yeah,
of.
Like it could have maybe been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they had used like a no name or something. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I feel like horror movies didn't really do that as often back then. I feel like, I don't know, especially that movie. It was just, it's like a Hollywood movie. So I feel like.
Well, I just feel like in The Ring, you did say like Naomi Watts was such a good choice and I
yeah.
do agree, whereas like I don't say I'm so glad they had Sarah Michelle Gellar, like I would like it makes the movie so good mm-hmm. but I wonder if she was the right cast to make it like as scary as it could have been
yeah
because totally. I think so many other aspects of the movie are actually so well done in that realm of being really scary actually
yeah
like really unnerving and uncomfortable and
yeah.
disturbing and
yeah.
and it hasn't aged badly at all like because I think most yep. of it's practical
I would say so
because,
there's like
going down the stairs that's a person right
yeah
yeah
well yeah the way that
that's
they
not like
cut
a
it.
CGI
no well
they
I mean
just,
obviously
like,
there's some type of
like,
editing yeah I don't know
yeah but I like how they
There was one like really noticeable like CGI moment when she's on the bus and like her reflection. I could just tell that was like it was like I was like her reflection in the bus like window was just like a little bit too clear. But other than that, like that's not even really saying much, you know. Like
that's a pretty minor review, like a small part. For all of the like special effects or stuff in the movie.
Yeah,
because like the hair even isn't so bad when it's like all kind of waving in like that.
Like, I love the beginning too. Scene. Like even when the like the intro with the hair and the words like kind of like the beginning credits or whatever. Yeah. Like there's the red. I don't know. Just like
the
really
red text too. Yeah. In the corner, like cool. The grudge.
Yeah.
And I did like say that. It starts slow, but it doesn't exactly, because obviously there's like the suicide right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning, yeah.
Which like it's like sets the tone.
And you're like, who's that?
You're like, okay, like something very dark and bad, which is exactly what it is the grudge, right? So you're really introduced to the theme and the title, and like that's what you're gonna experience right now.
Yeah.
So you're like already gripped into the movie right away.
Yeah. You're for invested. Sure. You're like, oh, like shit. Yeah, just it sets it off on a very like unsettling
high note. Yeah. And then it just kind of goes higher and higher. You don't even think that it could, I guess, but it's just like a very
totally the pacing is great. Mm-hmm. I love the pacing of that movie. And then also the fact that it's like filmed in Tokyo, like first of all,
which just it's I can't, beautiful.
Yeah, like just I don't know, it just makes it feel so much more authentic, obviously. I don't know, just the shots of the city in the background,
the architecture of the house, just like, and everything, and the apartments.
The house is so cool. I don't know, it's just a different culture. And then you take these kind of like American characters and you put them in like an environment where, you know, they don't know the language, and
they're also Hollywood actors,
they're minorities, like you know what I mean, like that makes it even, that adds like a layer of like
an aspect of like isolation in the situation, whereas like only the people that are cursed, and they happen to mostly be all American, not everybody, but
not everybody, but most people in that house, because like we have that family,
like the mom, like the mom that has dementia and stuff, like that must have, like, everyone thinks she's just like making the mess, I guess, for a long time and all that stuff.
I know.
She's just seeing this like thing running around, like the little boy running around, or the woman and stuff, like all this stuff happening to her, and she always looks like bewildered, and they just think it's because of her dementia.
I know,
but it's obviously she's probably just so traumatized and terrified.
Could you
like on top of just having dementia.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, I don't know, she just randomly got up and ripped a bunch of paper and threw it everywhere and then went back to bed.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, the house is like always dirty every time. So in the beginning we have the that one worker, Yoko, that goes in, and that's like when we're kind of first introduced to like the little boy. The little boy is like more in it than the like girl, like the grudge girl. I feel like he pops up more often than she does.
Yeah. I guess he's like more curious, where she's like gonna like fucking kill you.
Yeah,
vibes. Like he's kind of like following you around, and then whenever he's around, like she's not far away.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's her son, I guess.
And the cat.
Yeah, and the fact like he has a cat, and then he also makes the sound of the cat. And like the first sound of the cat, you're like, oh, it's a cat, but I literally sounded like a baby crying, and I was like, oh, that's so creepy.
Yeah,
it's like really eerie. That? And I know it's like a trope, but like the fact that she did alone, Yoko, go up into the attic like that with her lighter was way too brave. Like. It's not a rat. Like, I don't know what.
I was actually talking about this, like, with some friends the other day about how, like, if you hear a noise, like, we always like to judge, like, horror movie characters for, like, going to check it out. But, like, I think I would like to say, like, no, if I heard a noise, I'd be like, heck no. But I feel like I would check it out, especially if it's in your house. Like, you're like. I feel like I would go check it out. If I heard like a bump, I'd be like a bump in the night. Get up and go check it out. I have done it before. Like I have. And it's like, it's like not even.
You have to look under the bed, or you have to look.
It's like I'm not even consciously doing it. I'm just like, I just need to. Exactly. I need to know that nothing is there.
Because your imagination will just like make it so much scarier.
But we always like to judge that in horror movies. Like, why would you go check it out? But you do.
It's not even a trope. It's like maybe a human instinct.
I right?
Yeah.
Like curiosity killed the cat type vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's your house, so you're kind of like, what is that? Wait, I have to check it out. Maybe I have rats. Let's like, you know.
there's a leak. I don't know.
I guess we're not always like, oh, it must be a weird haunted
thing. Yeah, it must be a slasher. Like, yeah, you know, it must be a ghost. It must be a serial killer here to slit my throat.
Yeah, I guess we're never like, I don't know. Depends, I guess. But yeah, I guess I don't really judge her for doing that. It's just still brave because it was really creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What was your like, what was a scene that really stuck out to you? I feel like you jumped a few times.
Yeah, I jumped a few times. There's a lot more than I forgot. Like, I forgot about the sink and the dark water and then like the guy. But I think like forever, like since I've seen the movie, like I've literally had like sleep paralysis dreams about this. Was like when she is crawling up the bed and through the sheets and that I literally have had like a dream like that where it is like sleep paralysis, you can't move, and then literally something came under the blanket like this and it was like literally her. So I'm like, okay, like it wasn't her, like it didn't look like her, but it felt same like vibe. The same vibe. It was more like a faceless thing. Like, I don't know if you've ever had sleep paralysis. It's not fun.
No, I've never had it.
I hope you never do.
the tree
So yeah, that scene forever has haunted me.
That actually, like, that whole scene is so good. Like, from the time where she's like working late in the office, because Kay, who is that? She is the sister.
Yeah,
of
I think the guy Matthew.
Yes. Yeah. So Matthew. So Matthew is the son Matthew and the his woman. Wife.
Yeah.
Move into this house with his mom, and his mom is like
has dementia and lethargy or something. Yeah. Said. Yeah.
Something severe like that.
Lethargy. Yeah.
And then of course he goes to work, and then the wife is kind of at home and she's struggling. She's like, I moved here, you know, because he
feels like an outsider.
Yeah. So and he's like, language. Oh, just like stick it out or whatever. And then she like wakes up and she goes upstairs and the little boy is there, right?
Yeah.
Something. She walks into the room, the door slams, and that's all you hear. And then he comes home and is like looking for her, and she's like laying in bed, I guess like petrified almost. Like,
yeah.
Petrified and like almost like scared to death a little bit. Because I feel like she did die of being, she was like scared to death. Literally.
Because at the end, it's like the woman is like crawling up the boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I feel like then she gets right up to his face, like, and like sucks his life out of him. I feel like that happens to her too, but he can't see her yet or something. Because it looks like the same thing where they shoot up like that.
Yeah.
And then
it happened to both. And then they like.
That's just my theory.
Rigor mortis.
It feels like it could be that, but I don't know. That would be. That's my theory, but right. I don't know.
Yeah, it did seem like she was kind of just like sucking the life out of him. But also like, because that happened to the lady too. Because remember, they're like the old lady, she dies.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, like she died in her sleep. And then Sarah Michelle Gellar is like, that's what they're saying. That's how she died.
Right. Yeah. Because I guess she saw it actually happen.
Yeah.
Because she's like so chill when she's watching it all happen again at the end.
Yeah.
I'm like.
She's so chill, like, she's right so at the end, like, yeah. See, but, okay, so this is what I was thinking also, like, I feel like if I was writing her character, I'd write her character, like, at the end when she's, like, so traumatized, and then she's going to go, I feel like the ending was just, like, it could have been different. I don't know. I feel like the very last scene where she's, like, identifying his body, I was, like, it felt like it did end very...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like, oh, and then she got her, I guess.
Yeah. Like, oh, the house is still there. And
yeah, they're like, we protected the house. Like, yeah. It's like, oh, shit. But then it gives you like that there is going to be another one.
Yeah. It could be endless, right? As long as the house is there. Because it's the house that's cursed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cool thing, too, is that like the original like Japanese one, the director was like really excited to do The Grudge because it was like an opportunity for him to do his own movie again and like fix all the problems and mistakes that he perceived. That's just what he said about it.
That is really interesting.
So I think that there was a lot, there were a lot of like well thought out moments, and the timing of things were really, really nice in some of these.
Yeah.
Like
there's little things like even that scene. I loved that scene where she has that whole thing in the office where like her, where she's like in the stairwell. And then the lights start flickering, and then she sees the girl like crawling up the stairs.
Oh my God.
And then
God.
When she tries to get out, her like rabbit's foot phone charm like gets grabbed and like ripped off. And then she has like, she ends up home, and then she gets a call from that Matt or whatever, which would be her brother, right?
Yeah.
And then as soon as she buzzes
that's
him in,
yeah,
the like doorbell rings. Yeah, and exactly. She's like, you see it in her head. She's like, there's no way he could have made it up here that quick. And then she like, I don't know. I just really, I think that's one of my favorite kind of like
moments in
moments
it. And that's
in the
right
whole movie.
Before my favorite, which isn't my favorite, is the scariest part. But
right. Well, yeah, that whole thing where she like gets into bed and then she like reaches underneath the covers and grabs the like rabbit's foot. And she's like,
ew. I forgot that happened. I was so disturbed by that because it's also quite visceral again because it's like a furry rabbit foot and it's not cute anymore. It's not like a charm on your phone, which
you think she's like safe in her bed. And
ew, that happened so quick. But yeah, I thought it was a bit longer of a scene where there's more of the blanket.
Yeah.
I don't know what, but it must have just, I mean, I was 12, so I guess it just really like messed with me.
There's just so many moments where she feels like she's safe and then she's not.
Well, it was just like, for me, it was like, as you said, the poor CGI moment was like, she's like, literally it's daylight on the bus and she's with her boyfriend, like, and it's just like a nice day. And then that happens. I don't think I could, she's so
broad daylight.
I feel like she's so like stoic.
Yeah.
as a character in this movie.
She is.
Karen.
Yeah. Cause she, well,
Sarah Michelle Gellar, Karen.
She gets traumatized pretty early on, like in the movie. And then, so, yeah, she is kind of, like, pretty traumed the whole rest of the movie.
And I did read some reviews about the movie where people said, like, it feels like the timeline is strange, where, like, kind of jumps into the head and back and all this stuff. Like, it doesn't really all, like, completely, it's not, like, a cohesive storyline where it's like, literal time going by. Like, because obviously the guy kills himself at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then he's in it later. And then, like, it's, so, I don't know, I thought a little bit confusing when the family came home. But at first it looked like they were just looking around the house, but it was already, like, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Karen, her name's very long.
Yeah. But you can't not say the whole thing.
SMG.
SMG.
It's already being hired and Coke, you know, like, I don't know. There is, like, it jumps a bit, and I was a bit confused at that. At first I thought that the sister was their realtor, but then she goes up, she's like, you know, you're not supposed to take the stairs, mom. And I'm like, I'm like, oh, she's
so
related,
like,
to
the
them.
Sister, the brother, the brother's wife, and then Yoko, like, knows all of them, and then they disappear, and then Yoko disappears. So I actually feel like that happened within like a matter of weeks. But it's funny because we need to come up with that conclusion, because remember that conversation, and she's, and he was like, I was like, he's not answering the question. Like, the cop is like questioning
when
that
was
guy.
That? Yeah.
And he's like, when was this? And then he just doesn't answer the question. And I'm like, when was it?
Yeah. And are we supposed to just be like freaking out about that? Or is that just like a movie mistake? Or is that just like a choice that they made as a director?
Yeah.
So that he avoids. A style.
Because he's her boss or whatever, right?
Yeah.
That's the one that's having the conversation.
Oh, Alex.
Alex, yeah. and his like death scene too, I'm assuming he dies
when Yoko comes back to work and he's like, Yoko, what's going on, and goes, puts his hand in the blood. What's this?
He's like, what is this? Like, puts his whole hand in it. It's like, why would you do that? I was like, just use like your finger or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So already a bit strange. And then, yeah, she doesn't have a jaw.
She doesn't have a jaw.
Yeah. It's pretty like,
because it's back in the attic.
I liked it. I think that movie's going to be it's going to last another 10, 20 years and people still think it's great. That's my hypothesis on it. I think it's one of those ones.
It's fun. I mean, it must be 14A.
Yeah.
Because I went to go see it when I was like 13 or 14. So it must have been like, I don't think, yeah.
Wasn't it rated R?
I don't think so. It's there's no R, blood. Yeah. There's no like not sex. Nudity, there's no, yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's just like a good, like.
It's good.
Like that's such a good like intro horror movie, I feel.
I think Sarah Michelle Gellar's boyfriend in it is just so iconic for the time as well.
Yeah, his whole.
I feel like
vibe.
Their whole their looks are just so good.
Yeah,
like they're so like they're just the hair. It's so
his,
good.
Like, shaggy
like,
hair.
Early thousands.
Yeah, it's very like.
Oh.
Yeah.
That in itself just gives me so much nostalgia.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that combination too of it being in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Directed by. Like the original director, like Japanese style as well, perspective. And then, but then let's throw in these like A-list Hollywood act, or at least.
Yeah, like
one,
the. Do you know the names of the. Because like the other people in it are like pretty big names.
Yeah, I just. I didn't realize that the. Who's the wife? Like. Who is that actor?
Like
because she's in stuff, and I forgot she was in this movie, and she's actually more memorable to me in this movie.
Yeah.
Than Sarah is.
Clea. Her name is Clea Duvall, but like what?
What else is she in? Because I feel like she's also like a horror.
Girl Interrupted.
Yeah, that's more like Mental Health with Angelina Jolie. That's a classic.
Girl Interrupted? Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I haven't seen that in like a while. She's in like random things.
She's so like 90s.
Oh my gosh,
early
she's
thousands.
All that. She's in Zodiac. I like that movie.
Oh, that's Jake Gyllenhaal? Zodiac?
Sure. Okay. I don't remember, but we can, yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll do that one sometime. Anyways, yeah, so she's in other things. But anyways, the male actors also. I don't know what I was.
They also were in it.
Bill Pullman. Katie Strickland.
Yeah, it was. Oh my god, I can't do that. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Can't do that. Was her boyfriend, like, is he in anything else?
Jason Burr.
Like that might have been his one movie.
Whoa, he's 49 years old.
Yeah, well, that movie, I'm not gonna guess how old that movie is. What, 20, is it? Nearly 20 years old.
Yes.
We heard you.
No, literally, I have no idea what else he was in. I don't think he was in much.
That's his movie then. Good for him.
Dawson's
That's
Creek.
That's pretty epic. He was. He looks so Dawson's Creek.
Yeah,
That's
he definitely
exactly
has
how
that
I
vibe,
like I had
sure.
never even watched that show.
Really?
I don't think cool. Like maybe one or two, but he was totally in that. That's exactly where he came from. I'm obsessed with that. Cuz
totally.
It's so Sarah Michelle Gellar vibes. Like they're just like that's an era. So yeah, that was really cool.
He was cute. I liked him better than the guy from
Naomi's
the ring.
Boyfriend. Yeah. Yeah, he sucked.
Yeah, I can't deal with the jeans and flip flops. That's a little
Cannot
bit wild
unsee.
For me.
Yeah, ick. Automatic ick.
Also, William Porter, the guy that plays the husband, he's also in like a lot. William Porter.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Same with.
Oh, sorry, Map. No, that's not his name.
Same with the professor. He's in stuff
like,
too.
That is not his name. William Mapother. Map other.
Okay.
Anyways, that's his last name. He's done a lot of horror movies, actually. Anyways, iconic cast. I bet it was like so fun filming in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to visit Japan.
Yeah. No, it was a success too. It was the second biggest box office hit since The Ring. So it was actually just leading after The Ring 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ring gave it the go ahead to exist as well from Sony. So in a US production, I guess. So I think that, and I think it's, I don't want to say it's better, but like, because you need The Ring to do The Grudge. You do. There's a lot of scenes that are like kind of in that era. Even the like VHS moment when he's watching the security camera. That's so messed up. Too.
I love that scene too.
Because you think she's like gone out of the picture.
Yeah.
And
then
she's
and
right in the camera. That is so scary. Like,
and also the cop, like he also has some like weird side story where I think he was like friends with the husband that murdered his whole family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the professor. Is he like
the professor?
The professor of the wife that she's obsessed with, Peter. The guy that shows up at the house and finds all the murdered stuff.
Oh, okay.
And Sarah's watching him do all this.
Oh, yeah. That is the brother, right? No. Oh, that's her professor.
That's her professor. She's just obsessed with him. And you think he knows her or, like, has an affair with her. But the truth is that she just, like, is obsessed with him. Because, like, he gets a letter for her or something from, like, one of the guys that works at the university. And he's like, I taught her a class, or something, but I don't know anything about
her. Because she disappeared. She was dead.
Yeah. She disappeared. Yeah. So, I don't know. That guy's in stuff, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was his debut or not, but.
I don't think so. I think he was in other things.
He's a bit old.
It's interesting. Like, a lot of these people, like, that I just looked up, like, have just done a lot of other horror movies. So I just feel like maybe that's just their vibe.
Yeah, I noticed that. Like, Sarah Michelle Gellar is probably chosen because of Buffy, because of her being kind of in that realm already.
Maybe. I don't know. I wish we, like, looked up that. Like, I wonder who, like, did she audition for that? Was she chosen? Like,
oh, yeah. Was there anyone else that could have been?
Maybe.
Like, did that would have been interesting.
It seems like an audition type vibe. I don't think the role was like, I don't know. I feel like she probably auditioned, but also I'm totally guessing. You know?
I don't know. I feel like maybe it's obviously broader now, but I feel like there was a time when there was just like a few people in the, and it's sort of still like that. It's like there's just some people that are just in that realm mostly. Like they'd mostly do creepy horror kind of genre.
I would.
But yeah, I would like that too. I would maybe also do like sci-fi or something if you want to put me in like super cool prosthetics.
Super random, but like, did you ever hear about that? I think it was called Scream Queens.
Yes, I have.
Not the TV show, but the reality show.
I heard of it, yes.
Yeah. Who was I? Oh, yeah. Trisha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember what her name is.
One of her episodes.
Now.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, she. I don't remember what her name is, but she was talking about how she was on that show and it was like a horrific experience because
it sounded like kind of like Saw. They had to live in some sort of factory place. Like the washroom was just in an open area with cameras along with the shower and stuff.
Something
and
weird
you had to
like
be
that.
Like alone all the like otherwise you would just be filming, I guess. I don't know.
Well, she said that they isolated everybody in the beginning so that when they all got together they would form bonds really quickly,
right?
And I was like, that's
like
some crazy like
psychological and it's sort of like what they do in prison with like solitary confinement and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, they said that we were gonna stay in this like really nice house, but then they didn't end up actually it was like a warehouse that had no heating, and it was like I was like, oh man, that sounds like terrible.
Yeah, I'm sure the conditions were better for the people on the set of The Grudge. But.
I just find that so funny that was a thing. Like the final girl, and it was like a reality show, game show type vibe. And like whoever played the best last girl, like won. Like, I don't know. I kind of want to watch it.
Do they win the opportunity to just be in scary movies? Or
yeah, I think
that?
So.
Okay. Yeah.
It had to do with Saw, right? Something like that.
I think
like
it was
that.
Like to be in the next Saw or something. Yeah. That's so specific. Okay, or so like it feels like Saw.
Like, yeah, something to do with Lionsgate, right?
Right, okay, yeah. I think there's a director that will like take you on.
And then probably recast you like a bunch of times probably in like different movies.
Hopefully.
Maybe. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like, unless there's a full contract maybe.
But again, I feel like that goes back to kind of why we started the podcast a little bit, like just kind of like treating women like disposable basically, and just like putting them through all this like weird stuff, and they're like, I just want to be an actor, like I didn't know I had to be like master manipulated. I don't know, it just seemed like I want to rewatch it to kind of get like,
I want to know more about the true story of what this movie was based on.
Yeah.
Is this, because, like, I feel sorry for the mom, like, being obsessed with the professor, because, like, what made her like that?
I don't know.
You know, like, obviously that's not just, like, doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
Where he's like, he doesn't even notice you, and you're just literally behind all him of his photos that are like him and
I don't know
his life.
I don't know.
Like, is she already haunted?
She's probably already. I mean, clearly, if her husband is gonna rage so hard that he's gonna murder his wife and son, there's probably some other things that happened that made her her unhappy, and then I mean, I know that I definitely like have that thing where like say if I like meet a guy and like things go well and we'll go on two dates and then I'll just like imagine my whole
write his
life
name and your diary.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, like... not that far, but I'm not 13.
Okay.
But sometimes, like, I can't help it because I have such an imaginative, like, mind that I'm, like, sometimes I think about, like, what my life would look like if I married Brad Pitt, you know? And I can picture it till the end.
Brad Pitt has that effect on people. I totally see that as well. I totally get the Brad Pitt effect.
I was like, I know if he met me, he would like me. But that's so delusional. So I don't know. Like,
I
guess I kind of
agree. Brad Pitt, hit us up. Hit us up. You know, I don't think he ever did horror, but he's been a vampire, so he's a vampire.
You know what makes me so happy is that Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum are engaged.
They're engaged. Yeah. Oh my god,
they're my favorite couple. At first, I was like, oh my god, are they still together? But they are, and I just think that's so special.
They're probably staying together because they're not as like public about it.
No, I know, right? Yeah, they've been pretty.
I feel like that's the one kind of problem with celebrity relationships. Maybe is that they're so. Already so in the public eye that like because like I read something recently and it said if you're like sharing a lot of photos of you and your boyfriend or you and your partner online it can cause you to be less happy in your relationship than
for
people
sure.
that don't
I never believe
because
it.
Yeah that and also like you end up comparing yourself apparently to other couples
for sure.
or like I don't know maybe you're just putting yourself out there to be criticized and be like I was thinking about it this way like if you've got a really nice like okay maybe a watch is a bad example like a really nice I guess people love to show their clout and stuff like that but like mm-hmm. I guess if I'm like sometimes you want to be more private about it because if you want to show like your fancy like Lamborghini off all day like all online and stuff like maybe you'll get robbed.
Well that's what happened to Kim Kardashian,
right?
She's like a prime example, I guess.
Oh, that she got robbed.
Well yeah, because at first she was like that whole Paris thing, she was like flashing her like ring and like all this like fancy jewelry, so like the people that robbed her, who knows if that whatever.
Why did I miss this?
They like obviously saw what she had, like she had all of her jewelry, and then after that she was like I wear fake like a lot of celebrities will wear fake jewelry out, which is just I don't know, just
oh my god, that's wild.
I just don't really understand Hollywood and celebrities sometimes. It's just like they're a different species on their own, and I
don't envy them in terms of finding love. I don't envy that because that seems really hard to do.
Seems lonely.
Like the, you know, the guy in Limitless, he's like dating Gigi Hadid now.
Oh, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, and yeah. It's just like okay.
He's like 20 years whatever.
Old. It's you know what? Fine.
I'm not even yeah.
It's just what I just no find comment. Him a little bit interesting. That's all.
Yeah.
But if he did horror, I'd probably like him more. So
I can't picture that.
Limitless was weird, but yeah, it's not horror.
It's cool. It's more action vibes.
Psychological action or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, so what do you think about like Sarah Michelle Gellar as like a female character? Do you think that they like, I feel like she was a little bit weak, honestly.
I don't even like I love this movie more because of the visuals and the like creepiness and like all the creepy additions, like where she's just like floating in the like the haunted lady is just floating suddenly in the closet at you and then up here and over there and like her hair's over here, so like I love that.
Hair's over there.
Hair everywhere. But Sarah Michelle Gellar as like a female casted lead role, she's I would agree she's weak because like maybe it can give it to Trauma where she's just like now like kind of dull and emotionless and like flat.
She didn't
just
really have
as a character
emotion. She is
like there's nothing, there's no range of anything.
I feel like all the characters are a little bit like you don't really get to know them like you do in The Ring, like
you
get
you don't
such
know
a
their,
deep,
like interpersonal relationships.
Rich backstory of like all the characters, where this one was very I feel
surface
like
level.
Surface level, they really paid like more attention to the jump scares.
Yeah.
To the like.
And the creepiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of attention to that. The storyline to the house is kind of fleshed out mostly at the end.
Yeah.
but I just, for her to watch like the professor come through the house and go through all the creepy stuff, and like she's just sort of like for me it was like, wait, what's going on? Like a bit of a what's going on moment, because I'm like, is she just chill with like seeing these ghost people like walking around? Because she literally is just like, oh, I'm gonna follow you here. Yeah, I'm gonna I'm watching you here. It's like, I don't really find that relatable or believable. I'm like, what are you doing? And are you even alive? Like,
yeah.
I feel like she kind of like had some potential of character at the beginning.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh yeah. She goes to like the cemetery with him and she's like, da, 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 like, yeah, this is a ritual. Right. They're doing. And she's like had interests kind and like into, engagement like... with where she is. Mm-hmm. But after her being like at the care or being the caregiver at the home, mm-hmm. like at the house, I want to give it to that. She was just really traumatized, but like, still a little boring for like a female lead.
I agree.
Love her. I think she looks great. Like, I love her hair.
Yeah.
But I just found like, yeah, there's not a lot of like character. She's a bit like, I don't want to say the tropes, but she's like just kind of interested in her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And didn't she like move there for him?
I think so. That's like that happened twice in that movie.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, but then she's not like, she doesn't speak Japanese or like, no. She's sort of just there as well. Sort of like the wife was.
Yeah.
Which is okay. So now there's two woman characters just doing just things for the husband.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And I was disturbed that the husband called the wife like kiddo at first. I was like, what? Who is this family? Like, is that the dad? And that's the kid? Because that age gap is a little.
Yeah.
Not there, but there. And then the mom, I'm like, oh, that. But this seems like that wouldn't be that case. And like, so maybe that was just my preference to like, I don't know who calls their partner that, but it's just a character thing maybe. But yeah, the male characters had almost more character than definitely any of the female characters. Agree. 2004. So not that shocking or surprising.
No, not at all.
Right. So I would say,
like, I don't know, in comparison to The Ring, like I really like Naomi Watts.
She's a really fleshed out character.
She's, yeah.
Badass single mom.
Yeah.
Well, trying her best.
Yeah.
Very brave though. So I said that's the badass aspect.
She was very, she was a lot more like brave, but also vulnerable. I don't know. I just feel like they did a better job.
But no, she was literally a lead.
Yeah.
In the movie, like she led the movie, whereas in this, it's sort of like the house and the creepy things are leading the movie.
True.
And then Sarah's just sort of like, kind of like a placeholder for like experiencing that
she's
stuff.
She's along with the ride instead of.
So
like,
she's a little bit replaceable.
Kind of.
And it's only like iconic because she's also Buffy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, and I still love it.
Yeah. Still love to see her.
But yeah, she could have definitely been like a lot more of a like dynamic human being.
Yeah.
As a character.
Agreed.
Yeah. I think that the wife that died and was like the creepy thing, I don't think she's very deep either, actually. She's just obsessed with a man again. And then she is like kind of just creepy as hell, climbing around and has hair and makes that noise.
Oh, like the
wife ghost
that
lady.
Died. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Like, yeah. Do any of the women have a deep character in this movie?
No.
Okay.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp, womp.
I mean, I feel like we're probably going to womp, womp like a lot of movies, honestly. Especially like the ones that came out in this, like.
I love to womp, womp. It's all good.
Yeah.
But.
You love a good womp, womp.
Womp, womp. But no. I mean, and it's annoying, though. What is it? Interesting that it's all females that are like carrying the film.
I know.
Even though they have no dynamic aspects. All the time. Yeah. Just breaking our backs over here. There's no step on a crack, break your dad's back. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're working.
I was watching this podcast, his interview with Eli Roth.
Oh, cool.
And he was the one that said that, like, the biggest audience for horror is teenage girls. And then I was kind of thinking also back to, like, Ari Aster, because he is so good at writing female characters. And I kind of feel like a lot of men, especially that make horror, the way that they're able to get in touch with their emotions and their feelings, and that really like like the kind of horrific side of like humans, the way that they're able to express that is through a female character. And that's why men typically choose female characters to, like, write female characters, like, as leads in horror movies. Because we can just
We're more vulnerable.
Yeah, we're more vulnerable. We're more in touch with our emotions mm-hmm. and feelings.
We're
and
more
so
sensitive
it's more
to our surroundings. Exactly. Maybe, like,
so it's, yeah. And it's not that men don't have those feelings, because men obviously have all
but
the same feelings.
We're like more expected to like.
Yeah. So then they're like, okay, well, I'm
react to those things.
Like, it just wouldn't work with a male. With a male lead. Like, it just yeah. if you say you replace Sarah Michelle Gellar with, like,
it'd have to be a gay man. I don't know.
That would be a completely different movie. That'd be fun. Still fun.
Yeah. Kind of hope it happens, honestly.
I'm like picturing it. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's get a gay man lead in
oh
like
yeah
a horror.
Definitely a gay man lead. Sorry, I was trying to imagine the straight man one of that of the yeah. Grudge, and I'm like that's tough.
But I think it's cool, like, I just kind of had that thought the other day, and that also, like, as a woman, like, horror is so cool because you can write a female character in a way that, yeah, she's trying to hide from whatever, but she typically almost always is able to outsmart, like, if you think Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween, she always outsmarts him. Yeah. He's always there, but she always outsmarts him, and she always gets away.
Yeah.
And I think for the most part, the main female character almost always gets away.
Is
she
that
outsmarts.
Why you were disappointed by the end of this one?
Kind of. Yes. Yeah. 100%. Like, but also,
yeah, well, because then it's like, what was her purpose then? She was just there to experience, like, there's no depth there.
No.
Because she doesn't do
it. Was like, okay,
it.
This house is
whereas,
cursed.
Like, Naomi Watts, like, fucking tries.
Went in, yeah. Like, she tries. Like,
she
thought she was.
She does not stop.
Yeah.
There's no stopping her. She's literally kind of a superhero in, like, comparison or contrast to this.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely.
And I'm not trying to say anything bad about this, because I literally said it was
love
a 10 out of
movie.
A 10 movie. Like, yeah. I'm really happy with it. I think in, like, 20, 30 years, it would still be a hit. Mm-hmm. Just because of, I think there's just more a lot of artistic choices that were successful and,
yeah.
like,
which
timing.
Also, totally appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, just the female gaze aspect.
Like, the final scene with that, with the girl crawling down the stairs and her eyes are bloody.
Oh,
and
my,
like,
God. It's actually
so
beautiful.
Good. So good. Like.
And I was wondering, like, you don't see the dad as, like,
no,
a creepy thing in the house.
He's not a,
like,
ghost.
Is he the house? Is he supposed to just be now in the walls of the home?
Possibly. I don't know.
Because that
never,
could be kind of the structure.
I don't really think of that.
The structure as the male and then the, like, I don't know, the son and the daughter, the wife. As
yeah.
like just the entities of the house. I just I wonder if that house is literally in central, like, in like Tokyo, or because it says it's filmed in Tokyo, this movie, but mm-hmm. I wonder if you can, like, go see the house,
the house,
or if it's like a thing.
Maybe. I don't know. Do you have any more points about The Grudge? Anything else you want to?
Just, like, one thing, like, the windows in the house, like, how they all look kind of frosted at times. So, like, the way that the lighting works inside, it makes you
right.
feel very, like, you're now just, like, in
closed
that.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, a little bit suffocated.
Yeah. Even
so there's just, like,
the way that they get into the attic is, like, through a cupboard. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
And the whole, like, yeah.
Yeah. And the original scene where they're just dead in there and there's, like, the flies and stuff. And
yeah.
This afternoon, like, I went to go put my compost in the downstairs garbage, and there was fruit flies everywhere, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna see The Grudge later, and I kind of didn't remember that there's, like, that whole fly scene, which
yeah.
isn't that severe. There's worse ones in horror movies.
I mean, there's a fly in The Ring too, and she's like, picks it off the.
There's a fly on my arm.
Oh yeah. I don't know if I've ever
noticed
that
one
before.
One day. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think I've ever noticed that. Yeah.
So what happened in 2004? Give it to us. I know you're waiting for this. This is the little footnotes of our 2004 moment now.
Yeah, kind of just, like, seeing, like, what else was going on. Oh my God, Beyonce won her first Grammy without Destiny's Child.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck call it quits.
Well, we know what happens next.
Yeah, they get back together. Oh, then J-Lo married Mark Anthony in the same year.
Oh my God. Yeah, she was married
honestly
to him.
A sleigh.
That is a sleigh.
Mean Girls came out. The last episode of Friends.
Oh,
R.I.P.
Chandler Bing.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I know.
Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, we're still together.
No Brangelina yet.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, Friends said goodbye. Oh.
No. Wow, that's an interesting.
Desperate Housewives was huge. Britney Spears was still our idol. But she was with Kevin Federline.
Oh my god, his song. Oh my god. His one song.
Kevin Federline.
You remember it?
No.
Oh my god.
I don't remember.
Okay, well, I'm playing that after this.
Okay. Justin Timberlake and Cameron Diaz were together. That was a fun couple.
I kind of liked it for a minute, but I don't like him now.
No, I mean,
he aged poorly for me. At that time, though, he was living. He was also in that weird, like, cool movie. I don't know. He still had a moment with his acting. JT. Probably when he met Cameron, because she's obviously in the acting.
I just watched a movie with him in it, and it was good.
Is it old?
No, it's new.
Oh.
It's a new movie.
Okay. So he likes to act.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Because he was part of the Mickey Mouse Club, so I guess they also acted.
Yep. We did everything. Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton were still friends.
They're not anymore? I guess they haven't been hanging out.
No, remember, like, Nicole Richie played Paris Hilton's sex tape at Paris's birthday?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, that was, like,
I'm living under a rock.
Well, yeah. And so they weren't friends anymore. But then they've since, like, made up. Yeah. Oh my god, Ashley Simpson got caught lip syncing. Do you remember
that?
I
was thinking about her the other day because I'm like, what happened to her? What's she up to lately? Because I know Jessica's kind of coming up a bit more again.
Oh.
Yeah, and then her ex, because they used to have not the Simple Life, sorry, the one with Jessica Simpson.
Oh, Nick. Newlyweds?
What was Nick her Lachey? Nick Lachey? Oh, I knew it was Nick Lachey. I should have just said it.
Yeah.
Because now he's the Love is Blind host. I just thought that was so random to me, and he's with a new wife.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what has Ashley Simpson been doing?
Who knows?
Chilling. But yeah, the lip syncing thing was so funny, and I remember it. So it was so it was so.
We were all just like,
yeah, jig thing.
And then everyone was like, oh my god, not knowing that literally every singer ever freaking lip syncs.
Yeah, there's all the media like, oh, my throat was bad.
Yeah. You're like, sure, maybe you just aren't very good at singing.
Yeah.
The Passion of the Christ came out.
Go Mel. We're totally going to do signs.
That was
so coming.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Are we doing it next or what are we going to do? Okay, we could
do signs next.
Really?
Yeah, like,
I think
why
we might
not?
As well, because we're already kind of touching 2002.
Yeah.
We already mentioned it in both of our podcasts.
So. Yeah, that is true. It is kind of around the same era. Okay, let's do signs.
Okay.
That's
I like how they come organically.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, that's okay. Yep.
Yeah. Because that's also before Mel Gibson was like publicly hated. He was in signs.
Yeah,
because I don't think that
we still loved him then.
Yeah, we still loved him then because I don't think who directed The Signs right now. I'm like, my brain
who directed M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, like I don't think he would have chosen him post Passion of the Christ.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Because didn't he like hate on people, like hate on Jewish community? Like that's why he's hated publicly. Right?
He's anti.
And he's like a priest in Signs, but it's all before that, so it's just
right.
And Walking Phoenix. Sorry, I'm just excited.
Oh my god, he's so good in that. Swing Away.
Swing Away. That's so good. Okay, we'll go.
All right, exciting.
Okay, what else? Is Facebook, was it established in 2004?
That's not on the list.
Really?
I think it was Friend. I think it not yet. It wasn't Facebook yet.
It's
but
coming.
Soon. Yeah. Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, that was so iconic.
Yeah, everyone.
Everyone
was
affected.
And finally,
changed, to be honest.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan ended the year singing live.
Oh. Love you, Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay.
Please be on our show.
She's like never done any. Actually, do you remember that movie?
That
probably
is a perfect opportunity for us.
Remember that movie that she like played that like one-legged stripper? I Know Who Killed Me. That's what it was called.
Oh my god.
What a thing.
Holy shit.
Do you remember that movie? It was so bad,
yeah,
but also
but
so
you,
good.
It was so good. It was like grainy too.
And that was also that was like her last movie before she like was in and out of, or maybe that was during. I don't know, but honestly, bless her soul. We love Lindsay.
Because so
Mean Girls, 2004, Mean Girls.
Freaky Friday, like
the best.
Teenage drama queen.
Parent Trap.
Fucking everything she's ever fucking done.
Love you, Lindsay.
I love you. And even your house arrest looks.
Oh.
So iconic.
Vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's a mom now. She's living her life.
Oh, what? Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know she had kids. That's so cute.
Yeah. Also, the party in Mykonos.
Yeah. Literal legend, like Madonna spec, like literally so epic. Like, love it. Love it. So yeah, amazing. The Grudge. I don't know if I'll have a bad dream tonight or a sleep paralysis, so wish me luck.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't visit me.
Me too.
I
do need to clean the hair out of my dream.
Oh, good luck. You're literally going to puke.
Yep. You will puke.
Well, would you rate The Grudge?
Would I rate it?
Yeah. I said 10. Like, apparently that's going down in history. So.
Well, it is. Like, it's, yeah.
I think it's solid. Like,
it's solid. It's, I mean, I wouldn't say 10 out of 10. It's funny because I thought I liked it more than The Ring. But just now that I've watched
now
them
that
both,
we've analyzed it, yeah.
And yeah, really broke the Reflected movies it. Down. I respect The Ring more.
As like a story.
Yeah.
It is a good story.
Mm-hmm.
And the character depth is better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But tell us what you think. You know, let us know what you think about The Grudge.
Yeah.
What you might want to see in the future. Any suggestions about movies that you really like that are scary or really scared you? What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Yeah. Do you want to hear us talk about it?
You know, we may have.
Also, what do you think about The Grudge? Like, how did it affect you? Were you scared? Were you sitting next to your crush? Were you holding hands under? Just kidding.
Was it an interesting first watch? Like, how old were you when you saw it for the first time? When was the last time you've watched this movie? Does anyone care about this movie?
Does
anymore?
Anybody care?
What does Sarah Michelle Gellar think? Reach out. Let us know. Are you going to do anything creepy soon? Is there a new Buffy coming? I don't know.
Oh my God. There should be.
They probably will, because they keep doing that. Like the new Exorcist, with they had like some characters from the beginning come back. Like they like to kind of pull people back.
I feel like they will remake Buffy one day.
Yeah. And she'll be like a prof or something.
Maybe.
Or like the mom, or I don't know.
That show. Oh my God. We could probably sit here and like spend another hour talking about Buffy. I actually.
It's just
like,
hard not to think about it when you watch The Grudge.
Within the last 2 years, I like started rewatching it, and it's just like, I just love it. Spike. Damn. He was so hot.
It's like people have been telling me that they're rewatching it right now. I'm like, still what good. I'm going to be doing.
So cheesy. But
now
still
that it's
so
November
good.
And I need to keep it creepy.
Yeah.
Until Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Okay. Well, we'll do Signs next.
Signs next, yeah. By M. Night Shyamalan.
Is that the way you say it? Because I've always been M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan!
But I'm probably totally wrong.
I don't know. I think, yeah.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, like, subscribe,
share,
comment.
Share, comment. And we will see you next time.
See you next time.
On the Terrify Her podcast.
Woo! Second episode.